Gracious and almighty heavenly Father, we come again now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our heart. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. No, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor. You got all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to know Jesus. It's good to know Jesus. Still dealing with our same theme, God's great salvation, number 8. God great salvation, number 8. Amen. Let me tell you this, and since I'm on my way out,
preach, Pastor, preach.
If you don't get to know but one somebody,
preach, Pastor.
Please get to know Jesus.
Yes, sir.
You're right.
Get to know nobody else. Please,
yes,
I beg you, get to know Jesus. Hebrews, again, Hebrews 2. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Them that heard him. God, great salvation. You can't escape something. Something you can't escape. And we don't want to face it. And he the only somebody who can make you escape it. His name is Jesus. God, great salvation, number 8. Bless his holy name. My brothers and my sisters, I told you that the devil don't want us to talk about salvation. Salvation means deliverance. It delivers us from one place to another one. And the devil wants us to be ignorant of that. Many people in church don't know really what salvation means. We have been here long enough for you to know, but some may not know what salvation really means. Make it plain and simple. I'm on my way somewhere. I'm just making it simple. I'm on my way somewhere. They don't know what the end is. And I have gotten to this spot right here. It's a drop off. If I don't watch myself, I fall in it. Salvation is my rescue. Jesus is our salvation. Many people walking in life and don't know where they're going. Just walking. Your walking going to come to an end. You may be walking and jumping and shouting or whatever, but it's going to come to an end. And salvation is the one thing that can keep us. If you don't know Jesus, to go where you don't want to go. That's simple in a sense. Jesus, and people don't want it too simple. Jesus, to make it plain and simple where everybody can get it, Jesus is the only one can keep a soul from going to hell. It can't get no simpler than that. He the only, no other way. All of us are traveling. When we came out of our mother womb, we started walking. Just walking in life. Doing what we want to do in life. But one day we're going to get to a pit. And if you don't meet Jesus before you get there, we don't like to hear the word, but it's hell. Salvation is the way of delivering us from hell. And Jesus Christ is that salvation. How, Reverend Walker? He went to hell for me. To keep me from going when I believe he did it for me. Well, if he done it for me, what in hell I want then? That's simple. That's what salvation is all about. God Almighty. I get happy thinking about it. We miss it. According to the Bible, this is what Jesus come in the world for. Preach us now. Don't preach on so much of salvation and sin no more. Don't preach on it too much now. I find out we can't unsin what sin is. You can't unsin what God called sin. You can't overcome God. If he said we were sin to step over here, it's sin whether you do it or not. And all of us going to pay for doing wrong against God. When you came out your mother womb, when I came out my mother womb, I was on my way somewhere.
That's right.
I'm not going to make this thing so plain where a fool won't ever. When that doctor, whoever that woman, whoever put in a man for you, pull you out the womb.
All right.
When you come out anyway.
All right.
Guess what?
Yes, sir.
You started walking.
Yes, sir.
In life.
All right.
Walking in life. Some success, what we call success, some this, some that, but you still was walking. You're still getting older. You're still going somewhere. Everybody going somewhere. When God created man, he started us to walking. Walking somewhere. There ain't but one, two places to go. You can walk with the devil or walk with Jesus.
Up.
One for Jesus, we'll be in hell right now.
You're right.
That's where we brought the love out of ourselves from Jesus. Jesus didn't have to do this. He loved us so. He went down in hell for us.
Yes, sir.
He the only one can do that because he owned hell. He went just for you, just for me, to keep me from going.
Thank you.
When you believe on him, that means we open the doors of the church, that who believe on Jesus shall not perish but have everlasting life. You'll have a life with Jesus forever or have a life with the devil forever. We have a choice. Salvation is the one that done something for us. That means we call Jesus our Savior. What? Because he went down there for us to keep me from going. If he don't went for me, what in hell I want to see? According to the Bible, it's hell down there. We can ignore it all we want. The Bible said it. We can believe something, but we don't believe everything the Bible said. We pick out what we want to believe. The Bible said it's a hell. And Jesus Christ is the only one to keep a man out of hell by believing on him that he went for you and took your place. If you can't believe in Jesus, you're going to hell. That's not dogmatic. It's just the Bible. And I find out folks don't want the Bible be preached so plain. They want the word Greek and everything and Hades and all that. Oh, it's hell. What you understand? English, hell. Call it Hades if you want it, but it's hell.
All right. That's right. That's right. All right.
It's still hot down there. Yes, Hades hot. In the Greek, it's still hot.
Yes, sir.
And we try to dress it up like it.
Yeah.
It's a hell. Yeah. Well, I get happy. I get happy because what Jesus went and took my place. Yes. I was supposed to be there right now, but he took my place.
Yeah.
See, when hell saw Jesus, it trembled.
Come on.
Let me fix it like a woman.
Go ahead.
Dear Lord, let me fix it like a woman. When hell saw Jesus, the devil, but the devil said, you can't touch him. Flame to know no biblical. All he had one thing come down there.
Yes,
but the devil had to straighten him out. You can't borrow him. You know?
Yes,
he'll burn you up. He could burn fire up. I know it sounds crazy, but he got all power. In other words, you just set your little self down till he leave out of here. In other words, he went for me. He took my pot. What am I going to hell for when he been for me? Church folks got to see that.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get to preaching the gospel, jumping up and down and hollering and telling about what Jesus can do, and you still want somebody to come get you out the seat.
Jesus.
Shake my hand.
Yeah.
You better shake Jesus' hand. You see, he the one done something for us. We got to make it plain and simple. It's a hell. Everybody died going somewhere.
Yeah.
Everybody lay cross there. Don't go to heaven. But the preacher better not put him in hell.
All right.
The family will kill you.
All right.
If I get up and say, well, I remember Jimmy, but I know Jimmy is in hell. They had to call the police. But when they lay across there, they already gone where they going. That's the house the soul living in. That's being his die because the house left it. I mean, the body left the house. The spirit left the house. You might well sit down there, but no. This is why Jesus, listen, that be good, young folks. Some old folks too. This is why Jesus come in the world. Listen to this now. Because to keep man from going to hell.
Right.
Sometimes we open the door of the church, you know, the devil say, yeah, folks looking at you. All that stuff. I mean, but listen to me now. I mean, it sounds funny. I got a lot of humor in me, but watch this now. You know you're lost. Don't know Jesus. You're going to die. You see folks die. You see them. You see folks dying every day. Read the paper. Look around you. You going to die. Your kinfolk going to die. Your mama going to die. Your daddy going to die. Everybody going to get out of here except those be caught up in the rapture when Jesus come back at the church.
Right. Amen.
But the rest of us, until the end, we die.
Right.
We don't know when Jesus is coming back. Don't nobody know. God hid that from us. I wonder why God hid that. I know you don't answer. I know you can't answer, Pope, but I'm just asking you. Sometimes, maybe we don't understand. Man, if man can understand God, he'll bow down and he'll bow. But he don't fully understand God. But God left it. You have a choice. What Adam done in that God, he disobeyed God. So God fixed it where everybody have a what? Choice. Obey me or obey the devil. That's the choice going on right now. Follow me or follow the devil. You got that choice.
Amen.
Now, what I do, Reverend Walker, see where the devil going.
All right.
My mind.
But you just study it. See where the devil. Get your Bible. We smart folk. Get your Bible and check around. Go get theologian and see where the devil going when he leave here. The devil know his time ain't long. He caught himself getting back at Jesus by getting folk going to hell. But God fixed it where you have a choice. Since you disobeyed me and obeyed the devil, Adam and Eve, I'm going to leave you with a what? That choice still going on, Brother Councilman, right now. What is Jesus? Jesus is our salvation. Deliver. I've been delivered from hell. I was on my way to hell, but since Jesus, I believe in him, took my place, what in hell I want? And when you read about hell, I heard it was hot down there. I heard it wasn't no rest. I heard. And then, Brother Deacon, I read about it. And where the Bible talk is hot.
That's right.
And when Jesus come back, Brother Pope, the Bible said he's going to get hell. God Almighty. This Bible, y'all. When Jesus come back in his church, he's going to get hell and throw it over in the lake of fire. For how long? Forever. Jesus took your place. Sometimes folk come to church. I'm just going to church. Yeah, just see what they're doing. You better get yourself saved.
That's right.
Sometimes we try to preach a little message and try to keep folks in church. They'll need Jesus before they'll need anything else. They're going to need Jesus. When you die without Jesus, there's no more hope. Ain't no second chance nowhere. Salvation is for whosoever will, let him come. But God don't make nobody get saved. You get saved because you want to get saved by believing on Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Ain't no second chance. That devil is a slick.
You're right.
Make you think there's a second chance. When you die without Jesus, there's no more hope for you after this.
Mama.
I ain't never played with your soul since I've been here.
That's right.
And we think when folk lay cross there, now we got to patch up some.
All right now.
No, they didn't go to church. No, they don't know. But you bring them to church when they die.
Yeah. Mama.
It's over.
Yes, sir.
If let me put it like this. If that one lay cross there in hell, if he could just look at the Lord and say, Lord, please let me go back.
Yes, sir.
And warn my folks. Yeah, this is a real hell now. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. They'll believe me. Lord Almighty. But you got to believe in what Jesus done for you.
All right.
He went in hell for you. When he died,
yes, sir.
He went to hell.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it like a woman.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it like a woman. And when he saw Jesus, went down there, proclaimed. The demons and flame finna mess with him. The devil said, you better set yourself down. That's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You can't do nothing with him. You know, got a little managed little king, little devil want to get up. You better set yourself down. You don't know who you fooling with. That's Jesus. He owned this world. He made the world. Get yourself and sit down. Some of us, I don't mean no harm, y'all. Some of us ain't got demon sense.
That's right.
Mama.
They recognize God. We better recognize who God is. God ain't nothing to play with. You playing with your soul. And when you leave here, the preacher can't put you nowhere. You're already there.
Amen.
Right.
And then don't say nothing good about folks. Just the pose. Everybody laid across here ain't in here. I don't preach fumes everywhere. All in down Tuscaloosa. I don't preach fumes. I ain't bragging now. And nursing home everywhere. I don't preach. But I don't tell the folks made in here. No. Them folks will kill you. I remember when I was crazy. I first started preaching. I was crazy the best book. And I'm not lying.
All right.
I'm not lying. I was crazy bitch book. And I said, you in hell. Forgive me, y'all. Boy, that lady got me. My son ain't in no hell. I said, yes, ma'am. She ain't in any hell. Now, the hell, there's a heaven. And we got to stop playing church as a hell down the heaven. When you die, when I die, we going somewhere.
That's right.
This is what salvation is all about. Jesus coming to keep our soul from going to hell.
Yes,
not to speak in tongues.
All right.
The devil speak in tongues.
All right.
But the devil can't die when you get ready.
That's right.
And do what he want to do.
Right.
And then get up when he feel like
all right.
it.
How
can you do anything with Jesus when he got all power in his hand?
All right.
The devil sees Jesus, he tremble.
Yes, sir.
You're right.
That means when you call that name, he got to get back off you.
Well.
I dare you to call his name.
All
right. Just for salvation. That means I can't get off it.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get off it. These little 30 more days, I'm got to be here. He's still, I mean y'all, I know him. Folk ain't paying no attention to salvation.
All right.
And let me say this, I don't mean a bit of harm. Everybody come in a local church, they ain't saved anyway.
That's right.
It won't be no hell going on.
That's right.
The devil sent folk to church, he got disciples just like Jesus got disciples.
Right.
You got to understand that.
Yeah.
Sometimes folks just raise hell in church. I mean raise all kind of hell.
That's right.
Mama.
God just ain't call them home. He just raised hell. I mean a hell raiser. They died being a hell raiser.
Right.
Now, you bring them right in church. They've been there.
Forever.
Watch this now. Watch this. You bring them right in church.
Yep.
Now, what the preacher going to say? Sometimes folks never been no church. Look how the devil got folks so ignorant. Never been to a church. Never confessed Jesus. But when he died, you bring his body and lay it right across there.
Right.
What I'm got to say, Lord? Nothing.
All right.
And if I get up and say he in hell, you'll shoot me.
Yes, sir.
Mama.
Right.
We take church something to play with.
Yes,
don't play with your soul. You going somewhere when you leave here.
Right.
When folks die, they already gone.
Yeah.
Right.
And we try to put them in here. Mama, I'll meet you. Better know where mama gone.
Right.
I'll meet mama over yonder. You better know where mama gone.
Right.
There's a hell and there's a heaven. But preach don't say nothing about hell now because folks don't like it.
Right.
As I speak right now, somebody dumping in hell right now. somewhere in the world. That's what you come to church for, to get the word of God. And warn to preachers who are afraid to preach it. I'm not boasting. I'm going to get out of here. But I never been scared to preach.
Thank you.
And when you get older, get my age and been preaching a long time, boy, you and you love Jesus.
Yeah.
You love souls.
Amen.
You don't want to see folks go to hell. And you got to tell them the truth. You can't make folks love you if ain't no love in them. It just ain't no love in them.
All right. You're right, Pastor. That's right.
And Jesus' salvation is to keep a soul out of hell. It's just that simple. That's what salvation is all about.
Yes, sir.
Is it deliver folks' souls out of hell.
Yes, sir.
Why, Reverend? Good question. Why don't souls, you said, Reverend, but what about animals? Do an animal have soul?
No, sir.
Yeah, they have soul. Instinct, so forth. Yeah, that's a soul. They know they got a soul, an animal soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a sense, they got a soul.
Yeah.
They got instinct soul.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Watch this now, Lord. You got to have a soul. See, watch this now. Look what we miss. They don't. They don't have a living soul.
Well,
we miss it.
Yes, sir.
They got soul, but not what?
Take your time.
We have a what?
Living soul.
We own somebody what? In the image?
Yeah.
A living what?
Soul.
Can't never stop what?
Living.
Yes, sir, Pastor.
What the devil need with us? Just a living soul when he gonna stop living? But he got just a soul.
All right.
But not a what?
Yes.
I make man in my own what?
Yes.
And after my what?
Yes.
I can't never stop what?
Yes.
Hell is not for no animal, it's for her, us.
Yes.
We just bury a dog.
That's right.
Treat them like little children, but we bury them, that's all, it's over.
That's right.
Their soul just over, it's over.
Yes.
But we in God's image, and after his what? Likeness. We got to keep on what? Living. He can't never stop what? Living.
That's right.
That's what church is all about.
Yes.
Good teaching.
We take church so lightly.
Take your time.
Get married, folks.
Come on, man.
Some of them never been born again.
Come on now.
Don't you, watch this, y'all. I am. Help me, Jesus.
Preach,
don't you never think folks can do something and get away with it.
That's right.
They're going to have to meet God regardless.
That's right.
And what a man sow, that's what he shall what? Reap. And when you've been born again, God will whip his own folks.
Yes, he will.
Take your time.
Yes, sir.
Stand up, you're a young man. Stand up, little fella. You know, devil, no, yes. You're a good little fella, ain't you? Bless your heart. Stand up, young man. You're another young man. Stand up. Both of them soul. Both of them, see, whip them. See, they never get a whip. But both of them fellas, you know. One saved, one lost.
Yes, sir.
One saved, one lost.
Yeah.
See, sometimes we don't want to go through nothing because
we've
been born again.
All right, that's right.
See, we don't want to see. And sometimes, can I use it for a minute? Well, he ain't never been saved. Go on over there. Walk over there. Everything going fine with him.
All right.
Everything's fine. Long as, see the devil right there with him.
Yeah. That's right.
Got his arm around
him. Yeah.
Lawyer, long as he don't know Jesus,
yeah,
that's all the devil wants.
Yeah. That's right.
Give him five calls.
Yeah.
No, Jesus. Ain't gonna mess with his health.
I hear you, Pastor.
Devil ain't gonna touch him.
I hear you.
Because he's an example to the devils.
I hear you.
Gamble all the time.
Yeah.
Doing everything but right.
Yeah.
Still looking fine and nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But watch the mercy of God.
Yeah.
Give him another chance.
Yeah.
But when he get close to somebody who's going to talk about Jesus, he's going to kind of bump him away from that shit.
Yeah.
Don't want him to get saved.
I hear you.
He wants to damn his soul. The devil know he got him. Don't go to church. Let things happen in church. That's the reason I don't go to church. There's hell, no rain, hell everywhere. See, anything to stop him from getting Jesus.
Yeah.
I got him. Long as he don't get Jesus, I know I got him in my hand.
Yeah.
And we look at that, because you look at a Christian, he's raggedy. Need some shoes. And you try to tell him about Jesus, look at you and look at me. Your Jesus must ain't treating you right. But God, hallelujah. But God knows what he's putting on you. I ain't going to put no more on you than you can bear. I'm doing this because I know what I'm doing. If I don't chastise you, you'll get lifted up in pride. But I'm just keeping you in line with me. Ain't nothing. Don't even catch a cold. Devil ain't going to bother him. Can I say it like one of y'all? So them demons best with it. Mess with him. He say, don't bother him.
All right.
This is one of my boys. Sharp.
Right.
Looking good. Doing everything but right.
Yeah.
Don't go no church. Ain't thinking about Jesus. And folks watch him. Watch. That's how the devil tricks so many folks. Here, a child of God needs some shoes. Go to church. Y'all help me. And some of the preachers, some folks, get out of here. Every time she's looking for something. But you let him and give him the top seat. Devil walking church. Because he's sharp and looking good. And I put a woman there too with a big hat and things on. And you just let him sit. Come, you come up here. And because the other little fella ain't got much. I'm going to find you a seat. But always got a seat for the big shots. The devil ain't about to be no fool. The devil is slick. The devil got things that God allowed him to have. The devil can give you a car. The devil can put some money in your pocket. But we look at how folks look. You go back to your seat. How folks look. And not one of my children. God know how to chastise us.
Oh,
he don't put no more on you than you can bear. He know how to chastise us in a sense and a way of saying I can't let her have all of that. Because I love her so. I can't get this fella this over here. He'll get lifted up. He'll stop even going to church. So I've got to keep him a minimum. A minimum where he can just worship me. Get that mic straight. Yeah, I know the devil messing with me now. Something wrong with my mic? Give me my hand, Mac Ball. You got to watch the devil. He's a slick. You got to watch him. Because you're doing well and doing fine, but don't know Jesus. That's how you fool folks. He look at you. Look at the folk going to church. They're raggedy sometime. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Looking good don't make you be a Christian. Money in your pocket don't make you be a Christian. The devil deceive you like that because you don't know Jesus. Jesus come to be a poor Jesus. If you follow me, don't look for money. God Almighty. Only thing about Jesus, he can't get sick. he don't catch cold. When cold won't run up on me, can I say that Father cold, just set yourself down. You can't bother him. Watch this. Everything know Jesus but man. The weather know him. The water know him. Try to walk some water and see. He can make it rain when he wants. He can make it stop when he wants. He can make folks get healed when he feel like it. Because he got all power in his hand. If you don't watch yourself, you'll let the devil deceive you. By looking good, ain't no sign you know Jesus. Watch his disciples. They didn't have nothing. What they had? Watch this. They didn't have nothing, preacher. The poor disciples. But they were walking with the billionaire. The trillionaire. They were walking with the one who holds the world in his hand. Jesus just didn't do things just to be seen. When he walked the water, he walked the water. When he won't tell the wind, be still, wind had to be still. Everything obeyed God but man. Obey God but man. I wonder why man don't obey God. Somebody answer that for me. God Almighty. Why? Let me tell you why. We don't own somebody in the image of God. Watch this now. Watch this. And not only me and the devil hate man so, because God give man power to overcome the devil. We can rebuke the devil in the name. Can't nobody do that but children of God. I can't rebuke no devil in the name of Walker. They'll eat me up. But boy, what if I bring up? Jesus. Yes, sir. It's all in his name. God put everything in his what? Name. Every knee got to do what? Bow in who name? Jesus. If you want to get attention to, I don't care who it is, I dare you go somewhere and holler, Jesus. Go in and holler, Joe Louis. Willie Mays. But I dare you. See, they don't think Jesus get crazy like. I dare you go in and say, Jesus, if you want to get attention, I don't care where you are, if you want to get attention and mean business, I dare you to holler Jesus. It's something about that name. Let me tell you where it is. This the key right here. It have what? Watch this. It have been what? It have been exalted. See, watch that now. It have been exalted above every name. Everything got a name, Jesus' name on top of it. If you know any kind of name, Jesus' name over that name. That means that every knee got to bow, every tongue got to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And throw everybody go to hell, guess what? They got to look at Jesus and say he is Lord. And that crowd going to hell. That's not dogmatic, that's the Bible. Bow now, or bow later. Because brother, you got to bow. Jesus come to do something for you. You allow the devil to take that spot from you. I said, you allow the devil back with an unbelieving heart. An unbelieving heart. God Almighty. I'll get happy just thinking about what Jesus is doing, boy. Jesus come and took your place. Hey, you are on your way to hell. On your way to hell. I don't care how good what you're doing. All that. But don't know Jesus. But on your way to hell, you got a nice family, you're doing well, you got a good job, but don't know Jesus. On your way, but you don't know it. And the devil come to you, watch this. Lord, you're so good to me, but you ain't got converted. You're just looking at what you got. forgetting about you don't know Jesus. Folks go to church, don't tell all that church stuff, but you're on your way to hell. On your way to hell. Somebody tell you about Jesus. I'm tired of this Jesus stuff. But you're on your way to hell. The devil ain't even letting you get sick. On your way to hell. And you look at some of the folk that go to church, sick. God Almighty. But you ain't paying no attention to how the devil using you. Got you blind as a bat, spiritually. You looking at the material thing. But look at the spiritual side. There's a devil and there's a Jesus. He left it in your choice. Follow the one you believe in. And the devil is the deceiver. He deceives folks not to give their life to Jesus. And when we open the doors of the church and know you hadn't been saved, the devil said, all them folks up there. That's what I tell you. I'm just being honest. All them folks up there, you shame. Lord Almighty. But watch Jesus. Sister Blevin, watch Jesus. Sister Beverly, watch Jesus. Was he was ashamed? They stripped him. Was he ashamed? They beat him up. Was he ashamed? He could have come down when he felt like it. Brother, I don't know your name, but you look like Honorable from the depths of my heart. Don't he, y'all? But I know you're not Honorable, bless your heart, but I know you look like him. Best y'all to forgive me on that. But watch Jesus. Watch Jesus. He hung there. Looking bad. They want to make him look it bad. Why, Sister Vincent, they want Jesus to look so bad? Why? They want him to look bad. Says, y'all looking at that bad looking fella up there? Blood running down his brow. Something like that hanging on the cross. You believe in something like that hanging on the cross? Let me tell you why he was looking like that. Because he become our sin. That's the way sin looked to him. He took your place. He took my place. We were sinners. That's the way sin, I don't care how we dress up, but the spirit part is sin. That's how sin look. Bad. Bad. Well, watch him. He loved us so. I don't care how bad he look. I don't care about his background. I don't want to know, do he want me? Always remember this is what Jesus come here for, to keep us from going to hell. But if you shame of him, he shame of you. Shame. Shame of all us Negroes in here. Uh-huh. Shame of what? What he done for you, couldn't nobody else do it. Come to church like we, I ain't doubting nobody. You got to give him. Like we big shots and things, and you better make sure your soul saved. Because when you lay cross here, it's over. It's already over before they put you here. And now the preacher got to squeeze you in here. You know, I can't squeeze you in, but I'm saying, but you better not say he in hell. When I first started preaching, I told y'all, boy, I was crazy as a best of book, and still crazy, but I told her that. I told her folks, she in hell. That woman got me, my mama ain't no hell. Well, I said, Lord, I was crazy then, boy. Didn't go no church. But that's what we do. We want to just do what we want to do. As long as we want to, a time we die. We bring a rat to the church. Go to the funeral home. What you coming in here for? Now, the preacher got to tell a lie. Because I better not put him in hell. You know a lawyer, you'll bag them folk up too. But you got to put him in heaven. Y'all get my point. You get my point. Jesus come to die for man's soul. Salvation is so important. We take it lightly. We take it so lightly what God done for us. We ought to do the best we can for Jesus, for what he done for us. Couldn't nobody else do nothing Jesus done for us? I mean, nobody and nothing. Wasn't nobody good enough. Gabriel wasn't good enough. Michael wasn't good enough. No angel was good enough. It took the blood of Jesus. I'm finna close. My time about to up anyway. Watch this. It took the blood of Jesus. Let me say this. Death, when Jesus got ready to die, that's the only somebody we know of in the Bible died when he felt like it. Could I say it like I want? Death be waiting on some of us. Death be waiting on some of us. Waiting on us now, death is. But death couldn't wait on Jesus. He loved his job.
Yes, sir.
I said, death loved his job. But he take orders. Just suppose death didn't take no orders. You think you'll be sitting there? And I'll be standing. Death loved his job. Death had no respect of person. Death want to come get us. But God said, you could be walking around, the doctor give you a bill of health. God said, go get him, death. Boom, had a heart attack. Got hit by a car. Got shot. Anyway, gone, that quick. But death take orders. Totally from God. He loved his job. You won't be here, and I won't either. Sister Evans, if death does what he wants to do, he don't know how to do but one thing, to come get you. Death don't give you heart attacks, in a sense, to go to the doctor. Death don't give you stomach ache. No. When death come, he come after you. But watch this now, he take orders. Sometimes you see folks, the doctor gave them up, they wonder what got them living. Somebody experienced that problem, you know, your kin folk. Wonder what got them living. I don't know why you live. I don't know what doctor said that. What got them living? God got them living. Watch this. If God turn death a loose, they'll be gone. But God have to turn death a loose. And he obedient to God. That's being good to be saved. That's being good to know you know Jesus. Because all of us leaving here one day. We're going somewhere. Don't you let nobody fool you.
1848.
That's being that body they call here. Because the soul is not in here. That really lay here. Because the soul is here. And I don't saw sisters want to get in the casket. They don't really want to get in there, but they know you're going to stop them. Don't get me wrong. I don't mean no harm. I'm just preaching the truth. That's all. And something you know every day. But it's over when you get here. It is over. That soul is already where it is. It's in heaven or hell. By preaching, ain't going to do nothing but try to get somebody else saved. I'm just being fair and honest with you. That's what's wrong with so many pastors. They try to preach to please people. Tell folks, I tell my predator up there, tell folks the truth if you got the wrong. Don't let God be your enemy. Well, when God becomes, can't nothing help you. If God's your enemy, can't nothing on this earth or out this earth help you to do nothing. When God become your enemy, you in bad shape. It ain't good to run with you. Anything may happen to you when God become your enemy. Stay in shape with God. He come to save us. Hallelujah. I know this gospel ain't good, but I ain't going to leave y'all crazy. I'm going to let you know I told you the truth. Folks play church too much. Thank you, son. I play with it. I'm going to join another church. Bye. You see, your soul's still going somewhere. I don't care where you go. I don't like the way he said. He said hell too much. Well, you better make sure you miss it. I mean it. And preachers, I know I'm going to get out of here. When I say, don't try to preach to get no church. I find out, but when God got somewhere for you, you go, every devil in hell can't keep you from going. I wasn't looking for no church. When y'all, Sister Bruce called me, I know you weren't in it, but I don't know if you were in it or not, but it, when you called me, I wasn't looking for no church. You never put my resume in for no church. I was on the street preaching. Never put my, I ain't never told nobody, put my name in. Never. Never. Put my name in. Talk for me. Watch preachers. If God got a place for you, every devil in hell can't stop you from going. If you just stand still with Jesus. Then you got to go and show out. Want the folks to see you throw your leg up. Boy, y'all. Your women get to shouting. That ain't no preaching sometimes. You better know what he's saying. Not how he clown. You better know what he's saying. Not how he kick his leg up. You better know what he's saying. And then you got to watch his bad lifestyle. Some of them shacking up. Some of them doing everything. But you'll get him because he can. Ha! The devil ain't about to be no fool. The devil got preached. Y'all been listening to me. The devil got preachers just like Jesus got preachers. They know how to clown. They know how to put on. Trying to get you excited. You got shouted. You started shouting and picked up the devil just that quick. Check his lifestyle out. See how he live. They shack up doing everything. Folks don't care no more now. How can he tell me how to live a holy life when he's shacking up? How can you tell me how to live? He got women on his side. And men's on his side. You better pray for a pastor. 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 Don't let the devil send you a devil over here. I told you the truth. Cause he can hoon, and cause he got this, cause he got that. You better listen at his lifestyle and listen at what he said. You know when folk clowning, you know when folk putting on. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid. I don't mean no harm. I love y'all. I don't want no devil come behind me. And Jesus know I don't. He don't want it. You better pray. You better pray. You better pray. There's all kind of preachers out here. All kind. Your kind, my kind, all kind. But look at Jesus' kind. He going to come tell you strictly what that Bible said. He ain't going to come trying to fool nobody. He going to tell you the truth. Not in clowning. Not in clowning. Bless his holy name. I'm finna close. My time up anyway. And when I come over here,
I ain't put no resume. I wasn't looking for no church. I ain't never put a resume in since God called me to preach to go nowhere. Where you were, I was preaching on the corner. I was preaching on the corner. I was marching, preaching on the corner, telling folks about Jesus. And then when New Bethlehem called me over here, knocked me off my feet, I'm praying over it. I mean praying. I'm praying so till I'm crying. God knows I'm not lying. Because I didn't put no resume in here. Crying. Lord, I'm just where I sound. Lord, do you really want me to go? Lord, I'm supposed to go next week, you know. Lord, do you really want me to go? From the depths of my heart, I heard the voice. You know what the boy said? Just this plain and simple, heavy light boy said these words. If I didn't want you to go, I wouldn't have let them send for you. That's the reason I'm here today. And I declare, if he send you somewhere, every devil in hell can't stop you. I said, if he's sitting here, he's by your side, every devil in hell will be with you. Can't stop you from doing what Jesus said do. And I come here, I ain't play with your soul. I didn't play with your soul. I didn't go with your women. I didn't go with your men. I'm not a homosexual. I didn't steal your money. You have behind, you're digging the hand right behind me. For, I got your money. I didn't take a dime from you. Because you didn't get no devil. I'm not boasting about myself. Yeah, he got preachers doing all kinds. Call yourself preachers now. Doing everything. Get your attention. Pray. Please pray. Put an extra day in praying. You don't want no devil in here. Pray. Put on an extra prayer meeting. Pray. Pray for one thing. Lord, send us the pastor you want us to have. You get your devil, you got something on your hand. He know how and practice that stuff. Devil ain't about to be no fool. You better pray. Not just what you're talking, you better what? Talk to God. Hear God. No! Let me tell you my prayer. I'm going to get close. This is my prayer right now. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Please, I'm begging Jesus. I'm begging Jesus. Don't let no devil come behind me. Don't let no devil pastor come behind me, Jesus. Don't let no devil pastor come behind me, Jesus. That's my job, is to warn you. Check them old disciples out. Check them the old prophet out. They always warn the folks. They know how to get you. Get you excited. Two or three of you better not shout. This is my job. I won't leave you in the hands of a devil. I'm telling you the truth. They know how to excite you. They know how to fix it. They know how to look. They make sure they look handsome. And them women will get them quick. You better pray. You better pray. Look at his neighbor and say, you better pray. I mean it. I got a lot of human in me, but you better pray. I mean that. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. You better pray. Say, Lord, send us a pastor that you want. Not what I want. I dare you to pray that prayer. I dare you. And mean business. Don't Go by how he look. He may come back and need some shoes on. May come with patches on.